Good morning. I was asked to give this presentation on behalf of the team of us. There's about four people who work in urban forestry in the Swiss Federal Office for the Environment, and Clément Sirac, who's the head, was not able to make it today. So the way we thought we would frame this presentation is a little bit more how we think about our role as government and what we're doing right now to promote urban forestry in Switzerland. So what we do is basically we try to gather motivated people together because it's sort of a bottom-up movement in Switzerland with a lot of pressure from the public for more green spaces. And so we've decided since years to create ArboCityNet, which is a network with many city practitioners to engage with the public and engage with stakeholders on urban forestry. And we also have built a national interdisciplinary group on trees outside forests, where we combine urban forestry and agroforestry together, which are sort of these dossiers that are somehow for foresters in between what our responsibility is as federal government and municipal governments and other actors. And then also I wanted to just flag for all of you that the European Forum on Urban Forestry is going to take place in Zurich next year from the 3rd to the 7th of June, for those of you who are engaging in that forum. The other way that we gather people is try to inform the decision making with scientific support. And so we link the practitioners and the people who are involved in urban forestry on the ground to science and also to technical support. And one example of this was the forum that the Forest, Snow and Landscapes Institute of Switzerland organized this year in October, which was about 50 nuances of what green in cities gives to the population. And I would highlight islands of fresh air, biodiversity in urban areas as part of an ecological process that also involves people, and then also maximizing health benefits and trying to quantify them. So maybe the last point here is many others, like lawyers, are necessary in Switzerland because it's a highly regulated environment with competing interests. And so in order to plant a tree in a Swiss city, you can unfortunately never talk billions like Canada or millions as in Europe, but it's really hard to get, maybe there's a 1,000 tree goal for Winterthur, which is the fourth largest city. And it's really not easy to get those trees out of planter boxes and in the ground. So, my final slide is, it was actually a question of how ArboCityNet, the Swiss movement for urban forestry, can interact with the San Marino plan that we really want to promote in Europe and promote more knowledge about the plan that we all adopted and worked on last year in San Marino. And so the first answer to this would be providing description of best case studies in different settings. So we think that some of the Swiss case studies are quite interesting because of maybe the dynamics that they have. For example, there's no private funding going into urban forestry practically. It's all taxpayer and city budgets. And so in a milieu like that, how does urban forestry get promoted? It's very official. And this is maybe useful for other countries who have also very tight regulatory and interest groups vying for green spaces or any spaces in cities. Then another thing would be the kinds of challenges and the kinds of opportunities we have in this kind of medium we think are interesting to maybe have guidelines for how to tap into city budgets, how to work more effectively with city governments and liaise between, as federal government, between the public and the local levels. And finally, addressing the topic of how to link national efforts such as ArboCityNet and the San Marino plan. We plan to bring this up at the EFUF, the European Forum, next year, and try to get national programs more linked to the efforts of our process here with the San Marino plan. So thank you.